Gracious and holy God, you are truly amazing. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, of course, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for the words that have been preserved by the church over centuries, Lord, so that we can study together and find your word within the ink on the page. Dear God, I ask that you anoint us in such a way that you give us the courage, God, to step out and be healers to those who are around us, to be healers to those we shop with, to be healers with those that we teach, to be healers, Lord, with those that we are friends with, to those that we have fun with, to every aspect of our life, those people, God, that you put in our lives so that we can be a healing, joy-filled presence in their life, God. Give us wisdom. Give us courage to actually be the Christians that you have created us to be, Lord. Gracious God, anoint us in such a way so the men in this congregation can actually be men and stand up for something. Gracious God, I ask you to anoint all the women in this congregation to actually be women and stand up for something. We ask you, God, for your powerful anointing upon us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a great joy this morning. Just an FYI, we had a baptism and four people total join in the first service. And we're also having two folks join today. So why don't we give God praise as they come forward this morning. Julina and Jewel are transferring your membership here to First Church, and you have answered these questions that I'm going to ask you before, and of course we've reviewed them in newcomers class, but just for your memory and for all of us here today, let us revisit them today, okay? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world, creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? I do. Do you accept the freedom and power and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age or race or social standing? According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Church community, would you please stand with us? Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Please join with me together. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust in God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Amen. Please be seated. So now, as a member of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this particular congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? The membership covenant that you signed states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of your church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship. And I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it?